This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Ambulances rushed to the scene of a suicide bombing today in the port city of Haifa, Israel, where a woman walked into a crowded restaurant and blew herself up. The bomber and 17 other people were killed. Dozens more were injured. The attack comes just a day before the beginning of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. NPR's Peter Kenyon is at the scene in Haifa. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And can you tell us, please, what's going on there now?
Well, I'm standing very close to the beach here along the Mediterranean in southern Haifa. Less than an hour ago, there was a beautiful deep red Mediterranean sunset, but in the foreground, lit by floodlights and the red and blue emergency lights, we can see emergency workers cleaning up what remains of the victims of this bombing and the Maxim restaurant. Police spokesman Gil Kleiman told me a short time ago that a woman, a suicide bomber, went into the center of the restaurant and exploded her device. I spoke with a medic who said that among the dead and wounded were children, and including one infant that he estimated at about 1 or 2 years old. The Israeli reaction has been shock and horror, and also some condemnation from the Palestinians.
Peter, no group has claimed any kind of responsibility for the act. Police, as we indicated, confirmed that the bomber was a woman. Is there any word that you've been able to get from police sources as to who they believe is responsible?
There are suspicions, as always, pointed at the Islamist factions. These include Islamic Jihad and Hamas. There is no claim yet of responsibility, but both of those groups had issued leaflets in recent days saying that the recent decision by Israel to move its barrier into the West Bank to protect some Jewish settlements would not provide security for Israelis. These are the words of the flyer from Islamic Jihad and Hamas. So certainly some suspicion will be pointing in that direction. The immediate reaction from Israel has been to point fingers at Yasser Arafat, the head of the Palestinian Authority. The incoming Prime Minister, Ahmed Guraya, condemned the blast, calling it an ugly attack that hurts both Israelis and Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And we'll just have to wait and see what the response is.
Now, Peter, Haifa, metropolitan Haifa, if I might refer to it that way, is a mixed community. There is a substantial Arab population there. I guess it wouldn't follow that a suicide bomber would necessarily have to come from the West Bank or Gaza.
Well, that's true, although in most cases that's what has happened in the past. Again, we're waiting for a clear determination in this case. I spoke with an eyewitness, an Arab resident of Haifa here who came running to the scene. He knows the owners. He said the owner is a Christian Arab from Haifa, and the Jewish and his Arab workers here in the restaurant. He said everyone got along extremely well, and he said this is another blow to this city with a great reputation for Jewish and Arab cooperation. He says that he hopes that within a matter of days or weeks that people will be able to return to normal in what has been something of an exception in Israel.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Haifa. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.